I think I'll wear the gray knit to Larry and Louise's tonight.
The gray knit?
Uh-huh.
Not the one with the plunging neckline.
Well, you loved it the last time I wore it.
So did a lot of other guys.
It's the only thing I have that Louise hasn't seen.
Sam, the client and his wife are from Boston. They're against open-toed shoes.
Well, maybe I'll wear a sweatshirt under it. If we go at all.
If?
Oh, I've been trying to get Esmeralda since yesterday. I can't seem to reach her.
Here I am, Samantha. Hello, Mr. Stevens.
Good morning, Esmeralda.
I couldn't possibly babysit tonight.
Oh, well, why don't you materialize and tell me all about it?
All right.
Where have you been?
I have been devastated. I don't feel up to babysitting.
What happened?
Well, you remember a few weeks ago I went out with Ramon Verona.
Oh, yes. He's the salad chef at the Warlock Club.
Of course.
Anyway, it was a shocking experience.
Did he make a pass at you?
No, and I've never been so insulted in all my life. He's been dating that little witch in the hat check room.
Oh,
you know her type. Dresses up to here and false eyelashes down to there.
And nothing in her head.
With those legs, who needs a head?
Esmeralda, would you mind going upstairs and looking in on Adam?
All right. But I can only stay a short time. Oh!
Well, we have two alternatives.
What's the second one?
Don't you want to know the first?
The first is your mother. What's the second one?
I could call Dr. Bombay.
That quack? I'd rather have your mother.
Oh, Darren. Esmeralda's in such terrible shape. He might know a way to cure her depression.
Swell. And after he does that, who's going to cure my depression?
Oh, I'll think of something. Anyway, we'll be helping Esmeralda and helping ourselves at the same time.
Okay. Bombay it is. Only, Sam, don't call until I'm out of firing range.
Elizabeth Montgomery in Bewitched.
Sit down, I'll examine you.
Dr. Bombay, I'm perfectly all right.
That's for me to decide. Sit down, left shoe off, I'll take your pulse.
No, doctor, you don't understand. It's Esmeralda who needs your help. She's had a terrible experience with Ramon Verona.
Ate one of his salads, eh?
Dr. Bombay, this is serious. Now, she's been going with him for the past few months, and all of a sudden, he just threw her over for that little witch in the check room. Well, she's terribly depressed. I was hoping you could give her something to cheer her up.
My dear, you don't want Dr. Bombay. You want dear Abby. Goodbye.
Oh, no, wait. Maybe... Esmeralda? Look who's here.
Oh, dear.
Esmeralda, Dr. Bombay just wants to help you.
Nobody can help me. I'm a natural-born loser.
That's not true.
No. What do you call someone who's always pushing doors marked pull?
Why don't you go into the kitchen and fix yourself a cup of coffee?
All right. It might cheer me up, but I doubt it. Oh.
There's a lot less to her than meets the eye.
You know what I think, Doctor? The only way to bolster her ego is to get another man interested in her.
Jolly good idea. Why are you staring at me like that?
You mean you're volunteering?
I just remembered a pressing engagement with my tailor.
Wait. If you won't do it, then you have to find another warlock who will. You must know somebody.
As a matter of fact, someone does come to mind. A chap named Norton. I once cured him of the incurable square green spots disease.
What's he like?
Unfortunately, not the greatest personality in the world. Bit of a loser, in fact. Sort of short and funny looking. Drinks a bit too.
Dr. Bombay, nobody's perfect.
I really ought to be going.
Well, you can't leave, Esmeralda, until Dr. Bombay gets back with your cure.
What is it? A pill?
I hope not.
All right. You stay here. I'll flush her out.
Bombay, could you please lower your voice? You're on the same wavelength as my hangover. Well, what's this chick's name?
Esmeralda, and you'll thank me.
What does she look like?
Oh, she's warm, sweet, intelligent.
Goodbye.
Norton, did I or did I not cure you from the incurable square green spots disease?
Yes, you did, and I'm
then the least you can do is take a look at this witch and see what you think.
You have to keep your strength up or you fade away to nothing.
If I'm lucky.
Now go ahead, peek in, and if you don't like her, you can leave.
There you go.
I hope this cure Dr. Bombay's bringing isn't going to hurt.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
I am.
I might as well tell you. He's bringing a friend for you.
Oh, no.
Well?
Wowie, wow, wow.
She really appeals to you?
Oh, I'll say.
Well, we never can tell.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
You are going to have to promise me that when Dr. Bombay shows up with his friend, you won't fade out.
All right. But I really don't feel like meeting anybody.
Ah, oh, there you are. I want you to meet a friend of mine. Esmeralda, this is Norton. Norton, this is Esmeralda.
Well, I'm certainly glad to meet you. You know, I almost didn't agree to come here. I could almost laugh when I think of it.
This is Esmeralda.
No, you're Esmeralda. You see, when he told me to look in here, and I looked in here, and you were the one who was, that's why you've got to be. She's Esmeralda.
Oh, dear.
Dr. Bombay, I don't think Esmeralda's going to be able to hang in there much longer. How are you doing?
My dear girl, you can't rush a thing like a love potion. It calls for the utmost precision and care.
Hello? Oh, hi, sweetheart. You'll make what up to me?
Well, Louise is having one of her migraine headaches, so guess who's going to have the pleasure of entertaining Larry and the Michael Johns tonight?
Well, I hope it's Oscar of the Waldorf, but I know better.
I know it's late in the day to spring this on you, so if you have to, take some shortcuts, I'll understand.
Well, fortunately, that won't be necessary. I have some steaks in the freezer.
Ah, you're beautiful. I'll be home early to help. Oh, and make some of that clam dip of yours. Larry loves it.
Okay. But you tell Larry that if I have to make one more dinner for a client, I want to go on the payroll. Bye.
Bye.
Dr. Bombay, I have a slight problem. My husband is coming home early, and we're having company for dinner.
This won't take but another moment.
Oh.
Or two.
Dr. Bombay, how much longer is this going to take?
I'll be down in a jiffy.
That's what you said over an hour ago.
What does that do?
Nothing. It's just for eating. It's my clam dip.
You don't say. Scotch and soda?
Does this potion work in the usual way?
Yes. After imbibing this potion, the imbibee is smitten by the first person he sees. Of the opposite sex, of course.
Is there a chance he'll refuse the drink?
If he does, he'll be breaking a lifetime habit. Well, here goes nothing. Ready for a drink?
Mind reader.
How about a little toast?
There's mud in your eye.
Don't be a bore, Norton. There's a lady present.
Sorry. Here's mud in your eye.
Dear.
Where'd she go?
Hi there. I love you.
My stars.
Where are you going, my little love bug?
Come back here. There's been a ghastly mistake.
Dr. Bombay. Dr. Bombay, my husband's going to be home any minute.
Right. Goodbye.
If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a cowardly doctor.
There you are, you gorgeous little witch.
I wonder if that's what they mean by life, liberty, and the happiness of pursuit.
She's married, but I'm not.
Here you little bitch.
I'm not even engaged.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. You're early.
Come back here, you beautiful creature.
I'm not that early.
Dear, look.
Oh, okay. You want to play games, huh? All right, but I'm warning you, I'm a very sore loser. Where are you, my little pigeon?
Mrs. Stevens come through here?
She went that away.
No, she went this away.
Sam, who is that guy?
Well,
what is all
came...
this mess? Our
well,
guests will be here in less than an hour.
Dear.
Now, have you flipped?
Yes. Excuse us, Esmeralda. Dear. He's a warlock that Dr. Bombay thought might be attracted to Esmeralda, but he wasn't. So the doctor made a love potion to get him interested, and it did. In me.
I knew there was a logical explanation. Sam, you get that character out of this house right now?
He is out, but I don't know for how long.
Larry's picking up the Michael Johns at the airport and taking them to their hotel. I'd better call the hotel and see if I can head them off. Ooh, that can't be Larry.
With the luck I've been having all day, it's got to be him. I better do something about the mess in the kitchen, just in case.
Oh, Mr. Michaeljohn, Mrs. Michaeljohn, how nice to see you.
I know we're a little early, but we decided to come here straight from the airport.
Oh.
I told you we should have called.
Yes.
Now stand back, Esmeralda. I'm going to have to speed things up a bit. Esmeralda, would you mind putting the dip in that silver bowl with some crackers around it?
Sam, come on. The Michaeljohns will think we went out the back door, which may not be a bad idea.
Why did Larry bring them over so early?
Well, they had an argument on the plane, and she refused to stay over, so they canceled their hotel reservations.
Looks like a jolly evening. Well, I have to change. Will you please turn around?
Sam, this is no time to be bashful. Just go ahead. Oh.
How do I look?
Like a vision of loveliness.
Look, whatever you're selling, we don't want any. Now, will you please blow?
Oh, sure. You have hurricane insurance?
You didn't mean to be rude.
Yes, I did. Get lost.
I'll give you your choice. Would you rather be a frog or a zebra?
Don't you dare lay a spell on him.
You'd make a wonderful aardvark.
Norton, if you really care for me...
Oh, I do, I do.
Then you behave yourself and stay here in the kitchen.
Your every wish is my command.
Esmeralda, may I have the clam dip?
Anything you say.
Would you like to make us a couple of drinks, sweetheart? Oh, Mr. Michaeljohn, Mrs. Michaeljohn, how nice to see you. Excuse me. Have some clam dip.
Thank you. My dear, I do want to apologize. After all, it wasn't my idea to barge in this early.
Blame me, even though it's you who refuses to stay over.
I don't care to discuss it.
Well, Boston must be very nice this time of year.
Sure, nice and humid. I tell you, I did not know that stewardess.
I hardly think this is the place to discuss it. But I am curious to know how she knew your first name.
I've taken the trip 100 times, and it's only logical.
I don't care to discuss it. Oh, this must be awfully boring for you.
Oh, not at all. Sweetheart, don't you think you should freshen up their drinks?
Oh, Mrs. Michaeljohn?
No, thank you.
Mr. Michaeljohn.
Just warm up the ice cubes. I've only had one.
And 2 doubles on the plate.
Wouldn't anyone like some clam dip?
George, and as much as you're going back tonight, maybe we could take a few minutes after dinner to discuss the renewal terms.
I don't think that'd be fair to our host.
Sure it would. Wouldn't it, Darren?
Oh, sure, sure.
Well, I don't usually mix business with pleasure, but under the circumstances...
Isn't anyone going to try the clam dip? It's really the end.
Oh, yeah, I will.
It does look good.
Hi there!
What's the matter with you?
You're beautiful.
Did I tell you what happened to our neighbor, Mrs. Kravitz?
No, Sam. What happened to our neighbor, Mrs. Kravitz?
Well, Mr. Kravitz took her to her very first baseball game, and...
What are you doing all the way over there?
Stop acting like a sex maniac.
You're a handsome devil, you know that.
Well,
That's very flattering, but...
I think I'll freshen that dip.
Let me help you.
I'd never let you out alone.
Well, that's very flattering, too, but, listen, I don't want to crowd you.
Why not?
Quite a kidder, isn't she?
I have every reason to be angry. Now, do you think it was cricket just to take off and leave your friend behind?
Why not? He knows his way home. At any rate, I haven't the foggiest notion how the potion got into your dip.
You know, Doctor, you'd make a perfect stranger.
Darren, please. What about the antidote?
Listen, you two. What's the idea of leaving me alone with... Hi.
Evidently.
You two sure have a lot of help tonight. Hey, what did you put in Mrs. Michael John's drink anyway?
I beg your pardon?
Larry, don't you understand? She's just trying to get even with her husband because of that stewardess.
Sure, and it won't hurt to humor her.
You're forgetting something. We're here to humor him. And if she keeps on...
Larry! Where are you?
Hey, shh. Come back, honey bunch!
Say, they've all gone amok, haven't they?
How long will it take to make the antidote?
It might be faster if I put a reverse spell on the potion. Where's the clam dip?
Over there.
I may join him. I could do with a swim myself.
Nothing.
Darren, why don't you go out there and help Larry?
Right.
Mrs. Michael John, please.
Mrs. Michael John, I don't think Mr. Michael John would approve.
Oh, here, Mr. Michael John. Let me help you.
Please, will you please calm down?
I suppose Larry has told you how anxious we are to continue handling your account.
For the last time.
There's a funny way of showing it.
Oh, yes. Here. Cheers. Oh, boy. Some more clam dip. Is it as good as it looks?
Oh, yes. Yes, Esmeralda and Norton tasted it and they loved it.
Oh, that's great.
In fact, they just left.
That's even greater. Here, Mr. Michael John, have some.
Ladies first.
Sam, sit over here.
No, you're not going to get away from me again.
Here, I made a fresh batch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
What's going on here?
The biggest idea.
George, where have you been all this time?
Right here, honey bunch.
Are you trying to start another argument?
Why should I argue with my lovely wife?
Oh, I think I'll have some of that.
No, you don't.
Pardon?
I mean, I want you to save your appetite for dinner, which will be ready in a few minutes. Come along, sweetheart. Sweetheart. Hey, what's the matter? You look worried.
I am. Michael John just renewed his contract with us for 5 years.
Well, that's wonderful. What's the problem?
Well, since Mr. and Mrs. Michael John decided to turn the trip into a second honeymoon, he's been acting like a teenager. He calls his wife 3 or 4 times a day, sends her flowers, talks about her incessantly.
Well, I'm sure she doesn't mind.
Sam, you and I both know he's under the influence of witchcraft.
Darren, I have a surprise for you. That love potion only lasts 24 hours.
You mean he really?
I guess all he needed was a little push.
Well, what do you know? Sam, that was not funny.
So sue me. It was worth it. Come here.